Some 2,000 years ago, God sent his sacrifice. He took our sins upon himself, hung there in our shame. He was spotless and so pure, oh, the Lamb of God for sure. For he took me as I was, oh, praise his name. What a friend he is to me, I can hardly believe that the God of heaven brought me out of shame. Why he loves me, oh, strong, causes me to have a song. Oh, for he took me as I was. Oh, praise his name.
2 hours.
You want me to tell him to come back down there?
Though I've never seen his face, and I've never shook his hand, I know that one day soon I'll enter his Oh, to thank him face to face, just to see the God of grace. For he took me as I was, oh, praise his name. What a friend he is to me, I can hardly believe that the God of heaven brought me out of shame. Why he loves me, oh, so strong, causes me to have a song. Oh, yes, a song. For he took me as I was, oh, praise his name. Why he loves me, oh, so strong, causes me to have a song. Oh, yes, a song. For he took me as I was, oh, praise his name.
Welcome to Truth of the Matter with Dr. Doug Quick on the 6 Hours Radio Network for this March 21st. Hope everybody's having a beautiful day. We're here, Dr. Doug Quick here on the 6 Hours Radio Network. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening, Brother Six. How are you doing tonight?
I am great, Wolfgang. How are you?
Doing awesome. Want to say welcome, everybody, to the show, especially our surrounding city and states, our countries near and far, as well as those who called 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. Amen.
Yes, yes, yes. Amen. Kind of
give your prayer
request,
prayer praises. Because we got,
yeah.
We take your prayer request, prayer praises, because we do have Dr. Doug Quick in the house. So, Sister Ruth, who do we have with us today?
Well, we have God the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, Band of Angels. We have you, Brother, Sister Emily, Brother Six and his wife, two mystery callers, a 616 and a 216. If they want to put their hand up, they could press the number one, and they can join us and say a few words if they'd like. And, of course, we have Brother Six and just little old me.
Okay. Well, I believe I know who the 616 is. That's the person who's related to Brother Quick there. He was on yesterday on our show, and he was talking about his testimony, and I know he'd probably like to give the same testimony again tonight, but eventually I'd like Ruth make a note of his number, because I'd like to get a hold of him so that we can schedule a time with him for us to get him on one of our other shows. So I want to say welcome to him. But the 216 caller, if you wish, you could press number one. Both y'all could press number one and join the conversation. We'll take your prayer requests, prayer phrases, that kind of thing tonight.
Okay, I've got it down, sir.
All right.
So hopefully he can do his testimony sometime soon.
All right. Mm-hmm. So,
and
we'll start
Boss
with Brother
Man.
Six. All right.
Hello.
Emily, go ahead.
I had to get Boss Man and give him a hello from his adopted mama.
Hello, hello. How's it going? How's it going?
I'm doing good. Went out and did some errands to help Kenny out there today, and got home, did some housework, and now I'm sitting here relaxing.
All right. Sounds good. Well, once again, we want to welcome everybody to the 6 Hours Radio Network. The mystery caller, you want to press the one, go right ahead. Welcome to the show.
Amen. All right. What kind of prayer request you got, Emily?
Just for continued strength, because I kind of fell for my apartment again.
Okay.
You did what?
She fell for her apartment, Six.
So you fell
in the literal sense.
So what'd you trip over?
My own 2 feet.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, well, be careful.
All right. Any other requests,
and,
Emily?
Kenny, you know when on our news broadcast I had given that prayer request for that young lady?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I saw her today, and she asked me, because right now her cell phone isn't working, she asked me to come on and give a praise report for her.
Okay.
She, because of the situation that she was in, the court granted her grandparents emergency custody of her, and she's now in a safe place and safe home.
Well, thank the Lord for that.
Oh, praise the Lord.
And with that, I am complete.
Well, we did pray for that yesterday, that she'd find a safe place then, so there's answered prayer for us. Amen. I mean, real quick-like. Amen. All right. Well, we're trying to get the ladies here first. So, Mrs. Quick, you're next.
Okay, we still have our four special unspoken. And then last week I had you praying for Zipporah, this little baby that's in the hospital. Just continue to keep her in your prayers. She will be there quite a while, it sounds like. She was born too early. And then since last week, I was talking to one of my friends in Texas, and I can't really go into detail about this, but she has a granddaughter that's in pretty serious condition at a Houston hospital, Houston, Texas. And the gal's name is Heather. And so that's all I'm going to tell you about her. It's unbelievable what she told me, but I'm not going to tell all that on the radio.
Right.
But they're doing me their prayers.
All right. Well, God knows.
Yes, he does. And
amen.
I'm going to be going in for laser surgery on my eye, but that's a few weeks off. Praying now for that. My husband is still having a time with his knees, so keep him in your prayers as well. And I think that's going to make it complete for me.
Amen. Okay. Just curiosity, what kind of eye surgery are you having, Mrs. Quick?
It's what they call a laser.
Okay.
Laser surgery. They've already done the right eye a couple years ago, and my left eye is just now needing it done. So.
Was it a cataract? Is it a cataract they're removing?
No, I've already got the cataracts off.
Okay.
So this is something they do after that.
Okay. As soon as you said that, I know exactly what kind of surgery it is. Okay.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I know exactly what it is.
right.
Studying
okay.
all the stuff that I studied about the eyes, I know exactly what she's talking about.
Kenny, didn't you have a laser surgery?
Yeah, but the type this is a laser surgery. What it does, it's a corrective thing that they can do with the laser that works with the IOL or intraocular lens that can adjust it.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. I know what they're doing. I know exactly what they're doing. So.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what it is. So as soon as she said that, she said it's a post-op surgery. A secondary surgery to the cataract surgery. I said, I know exactly what they're doing. don't think it's too major, Sister Quick. It's compared to some of the eye surgeries I went through, yours is going to be a piece of cake.
I think so too. Yeah, I think it's new, the things that they do now. It's kind of amazing.
Right. Well, compared to what I've had to have done, because my eyes went so far south, I have two artificial eyes, Sister Quick. So when they have to take in what they call enucleate your eye, that compared to what you're having done, yours is a cakewalk, okay?
Okay.
So
that's good. I'll take chocolate cake.
You'll take the chocolate cake. Yeah, man. Glory, hallelujah.
That was a good one.
Well, hey, we'll just pray that Brother Quick gives us some chocolate cake tonight in his message. Amen.
Right. Peanut butter frosting.
All right. All right. Sister Ruth, we're going to take you next. We're taking all the ladies first.
Okay, well, I'm having, flu-like symptoms. It's sort of like that, or it could be something to do with my allergies, because you might hear me go, every once in a while, it's so dry in there. I'm just going to have to shoot it with my nose spray here pretty soon. And I got a little backache. So the Lord needs control. He'll take care of it.
Okay. All right. Now we'll go with Brother Six.
All right. Well, as always, praying for the world, all the creative ills of the world, praying for me, keeping me stress-free. As you all know, I recently lost my mom, and everything that had to do with my mom and everything is all on me. So I have to stay as stress-free as possible. So pray for that. Pray for Unspoken, just keeping my family safe, having my niece not grow up so fast, but she is with child. So I want that to go over well, make sure that father is in her life, because he did get her pregnant, so he has to be there, the young man. And just praying for unnecessary stress that I shouldn't have to go through, keeping me healthy, strong. You know, I can't pack on no more muscles, but just recharge me. So that's for me. with that, I'm complete. So there's another good praise report, but I want her to come on here and say it herself, so I'm not going to say that. All I can say is God is good. So once she gets the nerve to press the one, I'm going to let her say that herself. And with that, I'm complete. Mental is good. Two thumbs up and two paws up for trumpet. Amen.
Amen. All right. Did either of our callers press the number one, Ruth?
The one left and the other one did not press the number one yet.
Okay. Well, with that, then I'm going to give you my request for tonight. Basically, as always, my usual request for over in Israel, we want to thank, we got a praise report. I talked to Tim recently over there. He's doing well. He has some unspoken requests. So, Brother Quick, just to let you know, he has some unspoken requests. We also spoke recently to the lady who's over in Scotland that we're kind of, because she doesn't have a real close church where she's at. She's kind of way off in the boonies, and she don't have a church that's real close to her. So she's basically, you can almost say you here at the Six Eyes Radio Network, and the preachers here on the Six Eyes Radio Network have become her pastors, so to speak. Maggie Balfour in Scotland. Okay?
Amen.
So just to let you know, I talked to her just recently, only like a day or two ago. She's doing well, and she asked you and all the Six Eyes Radio preachers here to keep her continued in your prayers, that she would stay close to God and that she'd be able to get the things she needs to be closer to God and some of the accessibility things that she may need to help her in her world. Be keeping, of course, our military in prayer, first responders, sick and shut in, our medical workers, and, of course, the blind ministry in prayer, Six Eyes Radio Network, and basically the whole world, basically. So, and then, of course, I still have my unspokens. So with that, I'm complete. And so we are going to now turn it over to Brother Quick for him to give us his opening prayer. Any other requests that he feels that he may have had missed from Mrs. Quick, and then he could go ahead and open in prayer and bring his message. Amen.
Well, all right. Thank you, Brother Ken. And it's good to hear all of these requests coming in this evening. I knew about Miss Maggie in Scotland, and I've been wondering when you was going to be able to fill me in a little bit on her, Brother Ken, and I'm glad to hear that she's doing well, and I can understand the fact of her not having a good church in her area. There's a lot of areas in America like that, I'm sure of that, and even in Scotland. Well, let's pray, and then I'm going to bring these requests to the Lord, and then I'm going to go into the message for the night. Our Father, thank you for this time together. Thank you for each of these requests that have come in this night. I'm asking that you'd be with Miss Ruth, that you just touch her flu-like symptoms and just bring her through this real good, that her back is hurting yet. We're asking you just touch that in a very special way. You're very good at doing that. For Brother Ken, who brought up Israel, Brother Tim, who has an unspoken request over there, and then Ken also has some unspoken requests that he has mentioned in the past. And for Miss Maggie in Scotland, that you just keep your hand upon her. I'm glad to know that she's faithful and listening when she doesn't have a church home that she can go to right off that away. We're just asking you just minister unto her and strengthen her spiritually and physically. And then for Brother Six, thank you for him coming in, giving his request, wanting to be able to be stress-free through his mother's death and all of those things that go along with that sort of thing. And we're asking that you just come by and just recharge him and give him that strength that he's needing in a very special way. Be with Miss Emily, pray that you just continue to strengthen her. And for the lady that she made mention of a week or so ago, needing prayer, I'm glad that she's come back with a very good report that she's now living in a very safe place, and that's a wonderful thing to understand in this day and age. And now, Lord, I'm asking you just help me with this message tonight. I would plead with you that you just continue to touch my mind, that you just come by and give me that strong feeling of your spirit that I'll be able to take the needs of those that are listening and be able to bring them to you and just help me to have that strength to break the bread of life this night. For those that may be listening tonight that don't know Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, I would plead with you, dear Father, that the Spirit of God would go by their way and encamp right close to them, bring that Holy Ghost conviction to their heart, help them to understand they're in need of repenting as a sinner before you, and then they're in need of crying out for Jesus Christ to come by and save their soul. And those things will be taking place just as soon as they pray them unto you. We know that because that happened with me. My daddy told me it happened that way with him. My wife has told me that it happened that way with her. And so, Lord, I know that it'll happen to those that know, that need Christ yet this night. Now, Lord, I'm asking that you just be with me, that you'd strengthen my mind and help me to understand that which I have laid before me. Help me to be able to break the bread of life in such a way that those that will hear me will understand what's been said. Now just be with us now in a very special way, and we'll sure thank you and we'll praise you. For it's in Jesus' name, amen. All right. If you've got a Bible right handy, I've got two different books that I want you to turn to. I want you to turn to the book of Genesis, which is the very first book in the Authorized Version. The book of Genesis, first book in the Old Testament. And I'll be looking at a verse or two in chapter 1, and then also in chapter 3 and chapter 4, and I'm going to make it as brief as what I can, because then I want to get over to the book of Matthew, chapter number 7. I want to call your attention to the fact that there's people all over the place. There could be some people listening to me tonight that are headed for a tragedy with no return. You see, eternity is eternity. Eternity has been running since eternity has been running. Amen. I don't think that there's ever been a start to eternity. I think it's just been running and running and running. Amen. There's never been a start to our God. Our God has been in eternity. Don't misunderstand me when I say this. Our God has been in eternity past. He's in eternity present. He'll be in eternity future. Our God has always been, and I'm glad for that very much. But you see, in the book of Genesis, I want to call your attention to the fact of Adam, the very first man that God put on this earth. And in Genesis chapter number 1, look if you would please, at verse number 27. Verse number 26, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them be, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and the, over all creeping things that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man, verse number 27, in his own image, in the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. But you see, Adam learned very quickly what it was like to know that he had been in the presence of this God that created him. Amen. I want to call your attention now to chapter number 3. Chapter number 3. And I'm looking at the verse number 9, verse number 8. Back it up a little bit. They have, Adam and Eve has already eaten of the fruit that they were forbidden to have eaten. Their spirit has died within them. All of creation around them has died right along with them. And verse number 6. And the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eye, and a tree to be desired to make one wise. She took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. Verse number 8. They heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of God, of the Lord, amongst the trees of the garden. Verse number 9. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto Adam, where art thou? I want to call your attention right here. Adam knew what it was like to have been in the presence of the Lord God of this earth. Amen. And here, Adam and Eve have sinned now to hide their, what they call their nakedness. It was their wickedness. They've sewed fig leaves together. Maybe they're trying to be fashionable. I don't know. But when they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden, verse number 8, they hid themselves amongst the trees. Verse number 9, God called on to Adam and said, where art thou? And Adam said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he, God, said, who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldst not eat? So Adam knew what it was like to be in the very presence of God. Amen. I've not been in the presence of God like what Adam had been. My time is coming. My father has been in the presence of God for some 22 or 23 years now. And I know that that's where I'm headed. Amen. I'm going there. I have met him spiritually here as I have prayed and I have confessed to him that I was a sinner in need of repenting. I did that. And I remember when Jesus Christ came and saved my soul. I remember that. I haven't met him face to face. One of these days I will. Amen. I say one of these days. But when I meet the Lord face to face, there will be no more days. Amen. It will be eternity. But look at chapter 3, and look at verse 23. Verse 22. And the Lord God said, behold, the man is become as one of us to know good and evil, and now lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. Therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the garden of Eden to till the garden from whence he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the garden of Eden cherubims, and with a flaming sword, turning about every way to keep the way of the tree of life. Now this is the last time, this is the last time that we're going to read anywhere in the Word of God that Adam will have known what it was like to be in the presence of the Lord God. God has now drove him out of that garden. There will not be another record of Adam being in the presence of God again. And Adam lived to be 930 years old. Can you imagine that? He lived to be 930 years old, and probably 800 of those years was without the Lord God, because God had taken him out of that garden and put him over to till the ground that he had been taken from. Amen. Another man has experienced the same thing. Genesis chapter 4 and verse number 8. Look at this verse with me. Genesis chapter 4 and verse number 8. And Cain talked with Abel, his brother. And it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him. And the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? It's a foolish question, wasn't it? And he said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. And now art thou cursed from the earth, which hath opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength. A fugitive and a vagabond shalt thou be on the earth. And this is the last time Cain will ever be in the presence of God. Amen. The last time, because God will not meet with a sinner. And Adam has sinned, and now Cain has sinned, and God has turned his back, and he says, I won't have anything more to do with you. Doesn't matter how many years they live. They live most of their lives in their own sin, in their own, I'm looking for a word, and that word just run right through my mind and walk right out, or run out, amen. But they're living their own lifestyle that they have chosen. You see, Cain did not have to kill Abel. He didn't have to do that, but he did. Well, you know, I have been a counselor of pastors for many, many years. And I couldn't tell you how many pastors, how many preachers of various churches around this great nation. I've counseled with them, and they said, hold on here, preacher. I ain't never killed nobody. And I would look back at them, and I would say, excuse me. And I would turn them over to the Gospel of Matthew. And I would read a few verses there, and I said, you know what I just read? Yeah, I know what you read. I know what you read. I've read that scripture a lot of times. I said, that scripture just said that if you're angry with your brother and you don't have a cause to be angry with your brother, God calls that the same thing as murder. Ooh, that doesn't sound too good. Not with pastors. Amen.
Come on with it now.
Many a pastor that I have known has been mad at a whole lot of other pastors that they knew. They had no reason to be, but they would crucify them. I have been one of them. It's been crucified many a time. Amen. And there was no call for that, but they thought there was a call for it. Amen. But a lot of those pastors that I counseled through the years, I have absolutely no idea whatever happened to them. They have disappeared. I don't know if they're out selling used cars or something like that. I don't know. All I know is I don't know where they're at in the ministry. They're either dead and gone, or they've just left the ministry completely, because I don't hear anything from them at all. But you see, Cain rose up and killed his brother. Why is that? Because his brother had brought a blood sacrifice that pleased God, and Cain had brought a sacrifice that he had put together himself. He had worked really hard, picked out the best red potatoes out of the garden, picked up the best celery that he had grown, picked up the grease, the best squash that he had, and brought all that to the Lord. And that was all works. And we don't serve God through our works. Amen. We serve God through our spirit. Amen. But you see what I'm saying? I'm saying these men that I have brought up to you came to a place where there was a tragedy and there was no return. No return at all. We had this great thing happen here in America several years ago where I don't know who came up with this idea, but somebody came up with this idea of having those of us that would buy posit down on that bottle. Amen. And then when we got done with the Coke, we could take that bottle back and we could get a return. But it's not that way with God. These two men, Adam and Cain, his son, never knew what it was like to have a good return, because they were both turned out away from God, never again to be able to be put in the presence of God again. Amen. And I don't want that to happen with me, that's for sure. But you see, that's going to happen to a lot of people, because there's a good number of people that's hearing me tonight, right now. They're hearing me. They think that they've got everything under control. They don't have anything under control. They've never trusted Christ to save their soul. They have never come that way at all. Never at all. They didn't think that they needed that. Uh-huh. Amen. Amen, preacher. Amen. That's good preaching. I'm glad somebody said that's good preaching. That is good preaching. You see?
Amen.
A lost man needs to understand that he had better repent of his sin today. He has no promise at all of another moment, let alone another day. If he's hearing my voice, he needs to stop right now, and he needs to repent of his sin and trust Christ to save him. There was a time, this was several years ago, our home church was in the great state of Tennessee, and we were home for a Sunday. We were so busy back then, all the time on the road, preaching all over the place. And this Sunday, we were able to be home and sit and hear our pastor preach to us. And our pastor, I mean, he could preach the word of God strong. And he got up there and he got to preaching, and he hit a sin that I knew I was guilty of. It wasn't a bad sin. I didn't think it was a bad sin. But I bowed my head and I told the Lord, I said, Lord, when the altar call is given,
I will go to the altar and I'll repent. And things got real quiet in my heart. It seemed like a long, long time. But it was only just for a few seconds, I know that. And the next thing that I heard the Lord saying to me was this: son, because you didn't repent when I told you to do it, then you're going to get down on your hands and knees and you're going to crawl to the altar right now and repent. And my wife told me, she said, she called our pastor's name. She says, he saw you when you dropped down to your hands and knees, and he saw you when you was crawling up to the altar. And he's trying to preach, and he's trying to keep an eye on you. He didn't know what was going on, but he kept on preaching, and I wept my way. I wept all the way to the altar, got to the altar, and I repented. I said, Lord, I'm sorry. I didn't get up here when you told me to. But you, I learned some things from that. I learned some things from that. I learned that when God tells you to do something, do it now. Don't do it later. Do it now, right when he tells you to do it. Amen. But you see, what I'm saying tonight, I'm saying to you, there is a time coming when you could end up just like these men that I have mentioned already. You'll find out that you're going to be finding a tragedy with no return. Oh, that would be so terrible, terrible. I'm talking about that would be terrible. Now let's turn to the book of Matthew, chapter number 7. Matthew, chapter number 7. We were in the first book of the Old Testament. Now we'll turn over to the first book of the New Testament, chapter number 7. And look at verse number 15. Verse number 15 says this: beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Hey, hello, hello. Let me read verse 15 to you. And listen to these words. Listen to these words. This is coming from the Word of God unto you, just like it comes from the Word of God unto me. Verse number 15. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing. They look like there's just no harm at all about them. Amen. But inside, they are as a ravening wolf. I have dealt with these fellers for a good number of years. Amen. I know what it's like to have some feller come to me and he's just acts like nothing could ever be wrong, and nothing could, and the truth of the matter is, nothing has ever been right, amen. But he's just coming to me with the fact of, oh, I would never dream of hurting anybody at all. Oh, yeah, all that good stuff. I know. That's what a false prophet does. He appears to be a sheep on the outside, but on the inside, he is a ravening wolf. Look at verse 16. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? We already know the answer to that is no. Verse number 17. Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. Amen. Verse number 19. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. Hello. God just put it right, just as plain can be. I have known for 50 years that every word that I preached out of my mouth had better come to people, coming to them from the authorized version, the AD 1611 King James Bible. That's the only record that we have of man that man has today of the Word of God given to us in the language where you and I can understand it. Amen. Amen and amen. But you see, not everyone
amen.
Is listening. Not everyone listens. Everyone will listen to me tonight. I understand that. Verse number 21. Listen to the words of the Lord Jesus. He said, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. You know, if that was the end of the verse, I would have to say, hold on here. There's some kind of a problem here in the King James Bible. Yeah, there must be some kind of a problem here, because Romans chapter 10, verse number 13 says this, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Well, that's not the end of this verse in Matthew chapter 7. Let me go back and read the whole verse, verse 21, the whole verse. Everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Hello. Hello. Anyone that has trusted Christ, anyone that has trusted Christ to save their soul is going to find something somewhere that they're going to do for the Lord from that time until their death. Amen and amen. God didn't call any of us. God hasn't called any of us in the last 6,000 years. God has not called any of us to just ride easy going on into heaven. No, no, no. The ride easy is not going into heaven. Amen. You see, there's two different gates that we read about. We read about the broad gate. We read about the narrow gate. The broad gate is the gate where everybody and his brother just going. They're having a time. They're having all their alcohol parties and all this stuff. They're on their way to heaven. If you don't believe them, just listen to them. They'll tell you that. But if you just look at the fruit that's coming out of them, you know for a fact that they're not going to heaven. Amen. And then there's that, there's the wide gate. Then there's that narrow gate. And the Lord Jesus himself said, and there be few that find it. Amen and amen and amen. I know that for a fact. Yes, I do. But you see, this text here that I'm reading here in Matthew chapter number 7, they never have a need met by the God that they claim to know. This bunch that I just read about, I'll read to you in just a moment or two. They never have any fruit for the labors that they put forth. Hello? They never talk about answered prayer unless they have some weird type of a story. Hello? They simply
come on.
Do not have proof that they have ever had any profession where they had real possession. They don't have it. They don't have it at all. Oh, verse number 21, let me read it to you again. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Verse 22, many will say to me in that day, listen to this now, many will say to me in that day, there could be many that's listening to me tonight, you could be falling into this area right here, listen to me, listen to me, listen to me the rest of this message, listen to me, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name done have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? These words that I have just read to you are words that are coming to God from preachers. They're coming from preachers. Listen to this. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? That's a preacher. There's many a lost man today that claims to be preaching the Word of God. Preach the Word of God. He preaches out of the NIV. He preaches out of the ASAV. He preaches out of the USPOI. I mean, all sorts of different perverted copies of the Word of God. And it's just so much easier for them to preach from them. The book, you know, the book that come out, you know, like the Living Bible, it removed all the these and the thous, made it so much easier to read. Well, it might make it so much easier to read, but it doesn't make it any easier to understand. Amen. Thee and thou, ye, They've all got,
amen.
They've all got real meanings behind them, and it's more than just you, y'all. No, that's just that's South Georgia language. We use that all the time.
Come on now.
We say, hey, how y'all doing? How y'all doing? You know, everything's y'all. That's just how we talk down here. I don't know how in the world we can change that. It's been that way since we've lived here for 30-some years, and it's always been that way. Amen. And I have preached all around this great South, all through the North, all through the East, all through the West. I have preached there. And it's easier to live down here in Southeast Georgia where I can just say, well, we're praying for y'all. Hello, y'all. Are you listening to
me?
Y'all out there? That's just how we talk. We can't change that because that's how we always have talked. But you see, that's not what it means when you read ye. Ye sometimes could mean you. Ye sometimes means you, but it's not always what it means. Amen. You get into the Greek language and begin to do a study, and you find out that thee and thou, thee is singular, thou is singular, ye is plural. Amen. You can't
Amen.
Just put you. Where the is, you can't just put you and think you're getting away with anything because you're not getting away with anything. But you see what I'm saying? Amen. I'm saying to you, Jesus is saying here, these are all red letter words. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name done many cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. Listen to the words of Jesus in return to that argument. Verse number 23. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Wow. You see, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who have never trusted Christ, you think that you had some kind of a religious thing. You think because you were younger and you were baptized and you joined the church and you're A-OK. No, that's not A-OK at all, ladies and gentlemen. You have to know what repentance it means. You have to understand what it means to repent before God as a sinner. You need to understand what it means to cry out to the Lord for him to be merciful unto you and to save your soul. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
You see what I'm saying? Not everyone has done that. We've had the privilege of visiting different churches right here in this area. I have preached at most of these churches at a time or two, but that doesn't mean anything because they don't call me back too often. Amen. They get a good dose of Jesus the first time around, and I guess they think they can just handle things without Jesus the next time, but we've had the privilege of going back and visiting some of these churches and having to listen to some of these fellas that call themselves a pastor, amen. There's been times when Miss Quick and I have looked at each other and we have said, I've looked at her and I've said, well, you ready to leave? And she looked back at me and she said, I've been ready to leave ever since they got that perverted copy out and started reading it. I said, I have been too. And we just get up and walk out. Amen. I'm not going to sit there and listen to somebody try to make everybody think that they're reading from the Word of God when they're reading from one of those perverted copies that doesn't have anything to do with the Word of God. I'm not going to sit there and put myself in a position where I'm A-okay in what he's saying. No, no, no. And every time that we've gotten up and walked out, nobody has ever said a word to us, and we've been able to just get up and quietly walk out, pick up our Bible, quietly walk out. Nobody would say a word. Oh, they were staring at us for sure. I knew that. I looked back and I smiled at some of them. They didn't want to smile back at me. They just, they wanted to say, what word do you mean in this middle of the church service? Well, I knew what was going on, and I think most of them knew what was going on too, but they just didn't have sense enough about doing the same thing what we were doing, amen. But you see what I'm saying? I'm saying to you, if you don't straighten your act up, you could end up facing God someday very abruptly, hear him say back to you, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. I never knew you. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, those are the very words that you don't ever want to hear God say back to you. You don't ever want to hear God say that back to you. But if you die without Christ as your Lord and Savior, you will hear that one day. You will hear it for sure. You won't get away with it because you'll drop right off into hell. And then when you stand before the Lord God at the great white throne judgment in Matthew chapter, the book of the Revelation chapter number 20, and read about the great white throne judgment, you read the last part of that. It says, and whosoever was not found written in the Lamb's book of life was thrown into hell. Dropped off into everlasting torment. There's a whole lot of people that's in hell today. They carried what they called a Bible. It was not a Bible. It was one of those fake books. And there's a good number of so-called preachers that dropped off into hell right now. They didn't preach the Word of God. They were preaching the word of man given to them in one of those perverted copies. And they never got serious with God all of their life. There was times when they knew that they were under conviction power. They knew that they were under the conviction power of the Spirit of God. They knew what they needed to do. And instead, they just candy-coated it and says, we'll just take care of that later. Later never came. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to me. Those of you that are hearing me this night and the words that I'm saying to you right now, I want you to understand there could be a time when you could be one of those that will end up tragedy with no return. That would be terrible for you to drop off into hell. That's where you're going to go without Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. You're going to drop off into hell. You see, verse number 23, Matthew chapter 7, and then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. The Lord God is going to call these fake preachers, these fake Sunday school teachers, these fake deacons, these fake, all these good workers that were working for themselves, not God. He's going to say unto them, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Ye that work iniquity. You know what iniquity is. Iniquity is worse than sin. Sin is where you do something wrong. You do something wrong, and you repent. That's sin. But iniquity is that when you do something wrong, and you say to yourself, oh, that's not so bad. I can get away with that. Yeah, I'll take care of business with that later on. Oh, yeah, man, I'm just enjoying myself so much. That's iniquity. Amen. That's iniquity. King David had an affair with one of his faithful soldiers' wives when his faithful soldier was off to war. And she ended up being pregnant. Her name was Bathsheba. And King David of the host, he said, send that man home. So they sent him home. He wouldn't go see his wife. He camped out right at the gate, right at the doorway of the king, and that's where he slept. Then the king gave him extra drink and made him drunk and expected he'd go down to his wife and spend the night then, and he didn't do it. That night, he spent right there at the door of the king's place again. Amen. Amen. And then King David did more than sin. King David committed iniquity. King David sent this man's death warrant back to war with him. He was faithful enough where he didn't stop and read it. He took the message back, and when the captain of the post saw it, he just set this feller in a place where he knew he would get killed. That's what David wanted. And that sin became an iniquity. David knew what he was doing was wrong. He knew it was wrong. Instead of repenting before God, he just went ahead and did it anyways. Amen. That turns a sin into an iniquity. And that's exactly what will happen tonight for everyone that's hearing me that knows. You know for a fact you have never trusted Christ to save your soul. You know that. You know that. And tonight, God is giving you an opportunity one more time to stop and repent as a sinner and trust Christ. And if you don't do it, don't say you'll just take care of it tomorrow. You don't know if tomorrow's coming for you. Amen. You don't know that. You need to understand when God speaks to your heart, when God puts you under conviction of your sin, you need to stop right now and you need to take care of business right now with God so that you'll know when you get up off of your knees that you are right with God. Amen and amen. Well, let me pray. Our Father, thank you for these moments together. I would plead with you because I know that there's going to be those who will not trust Christ. They're going to think that they're A-OK. They're not A-OK. They're going to know they're not A-OK because your blessed Spirit will be right there to convict them and let them know that tonight is the very time that they need to stop and repent as a sinner, and they need to trust Christ to save their soul. I've been through it. My daddy told me he'd been through it. My daddy could tell me hundreds of people that he knew had gotten to that same place, and they came through with it. They trusted Christ, and there'd been numerous people that's done that with me. And Lord, I would plead with you even now for the convicting power of the Spirit of God to fall on those hearts and to not let go until they surrender and give in to you. And we'll thank you so much for that, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. My mailing address is 1122, I all the time say 1122, Church Street. That's Waycross, Georgia. Waycross is spelled capital W-A-Y-C-R-O-S-S, Georgia. Our zip is 31501. And we're right here in the southeastern corner of the great state of Georgia in the great United States of America. And we're glad to be here. And we're glad for the privilege of being able to preach the Word of God on Six Eyes Radio Network. And thank you so much, Brother Six, for that privilege. Brother Ken, I turn it over to you.
Amen. And Brother Quick, that was a good message. And for any of our friends overseas who would like to get a message to Brother Quick a little quicker than snail mail might get it here, you could contact him through my email address. That would be Feel, F-E-E-L, letter N as Nancy, T-O-U-C-H-K-I-N-G at gmail.com, feelintouchking@gmail.com. In your subject line, just put question or comment for Brother Quick. Type out your message. We will print it off and then mail it to him. That will get it there a little quicker. And then when he responds, we will scan it, turn it into a PDF, and send it right back to you what his reply is. Now, Brother Quick, speaking of your message there, first off, the first part of it there, you were talking about people with that do certain things and they act like a brother when they're really not. Kind of reminds me of a certain, I'm not going to name names, but a certain brother who misled me, although he was running off to every cult there you can name and made me go against you when I was not supposed to. And then when you had a message, you approached me about that. I got right about it. I mean, quick, okay? I mean, didn't hesitate to get right with God about it, but he never did. And he's still, the last I heard, that specific somebody is still jumping around cult to cult. And second thing, Brother Quick, I may have to give you a list of all these. You were trying to figure out what names to give those so-called Mickey Mouse Bibles. I'll give you a few of them to think about. The Literal Barf. You got the Nasty, Awful, Satanic Vomit, Nasty, Icky Vomit, and I got a couple other nice names for a couple others. Amen.
You can tell we're King James fundamentalists all the way. I've been that way since I was a child. So
there's also the rotten.
Get me out of it.
There's also the rotten, awful, satanic vomit. So, yep, you could definitely tell I've got some good names for them.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. All right, so Sister Ruth, who do we got with us here at the end of the program who may have some other prayer requests, questions, or comments?
Well, we have God the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, band of angels. We have you, Sister Emily, of course, Brother Quick and his wife. This gentleman that wanted to, he didn't put his hand up yet, is 6016. I think he's related to Reverend Quick, actually, so he might want to speak if I could put him on if he'd like.
Well,
stand up.
If he presses number one, we'll be happy to open his mic.
And then we got Brother Six, and we have another 216 number that they can put their hand up or put the number one, and we'll let them. Oh, they just left.
Okay.
Okay. And just me.
All right. Well, so we will start with you, Ruth. Any questions, comments?
Well, actually, I love the sermon so much that I wish I had that one on recording. Maybe we'll have to see if we can put that on a special recording.
Ruth, it's easy to record it. All I got to do is just when it downloads to my tracker, we got it.
Okay, I'd like to put it somewhere so I could have maybe send it off to what's his name? Well, we wouldn't mind sending it to Eric Martin, too.
Yeah, but I'll put it this way. There's some folks on this station that say, well, these are not the views of the station. Well, it may not be the views of the station, but it's definitely my views when it comes to these Mickey Mouse Bibles. Amen.
I just thank God the Lord had me, my family got me into the King James. I never left. Well, there's been churches I was in. I was stuck with other ones sitting there, but I didn't want to touch it. It was like fire to me. Get it out of here. You know, I've always been a King James person, so.
Right.
That's just, I just love my King James. I don't care if it has these and thous in there. That's just the way I like it.
Yeah, well, they don't have no problem with Shakespeare and Romeo and Juliet with the these and the thous and all that in it.
Yeah.
But they certainly have they want to say, oh, they got no problem with that, but they sure enough got problems with it in the KJV. What's the deal?
They might read Revelation 22:18, and they might be able to throw a shot to know that they should not be using anything but King James if they read that particular verse.
Amen.
Well, I guess we got Sister Emily. Maybe she'd like to say hi.
Yeah, that's who I was going to get turned on next. Em, you got any questions or comments?
That was a very good message tonight, Brother Quick. You broke my triple axle trailer.
Yeah, man.
Remember.
It was definitely some good food tonight.
Get up here. Jump. Jump.
All I got to say, he got to quit breaking my trailers. I keep on having to replace them.
Amen. Okay, I heard another voice there. That was?
Fred Vanderhaeg from
okay, there you go.
616.
All right. God bless you for joining us.
Yeah, yeah. You say you want me to call back and give my testimony?
Yeah, we're going to you can give your testimony tonight a little bit, and then we're going to also, as soon as everybody's given their chance of saying, you know, what they thought of Brother Quick here, we'll give you a little chance to give like a five-minute testimony here. But I'm going to be giving you a call later because we got your number there. We will call you so that we could get you actually on another show where you can actually take a longer time to do that, okay?
Okay.
So, but we'll let you do a shortened version tonight. But you got any questions or comments for Brother Quick tonight?
Well, that was good. It was real good.
All right. So
yeah,
just stand by here. Your brother-in-law. Okay. So
yeah.
Just stand by here. We'll let you give a short testimony here in a sec. Okay. Anybody else? Brother Six?
We got Brother Six here.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Brother Six, your turn. Guess he's got to get his coffee. All right. Well, with that, Ruth, that's the only other one we didn't catch?
Right, that other person left. So.
Okay. Well, how about Mrs. Quick? We didn't hear from her what she thought tonight.
Well, he always has a good message, and I appreciated what he had to say. And if there's anyone out here that needs to hear this, I pray they hear it and respond to the invitation.
Amen. All right. Well, we're going to turn this back over to that other fellow there. Let him go ahead, give about a five-minute testimony here, because we'd love to hear good testimonies. And then we're going to turn it over to Brother Quick to give us a closing prayer.
This is Fred Vanderhaeg. I'm at the 616 number. I was an alcoholic for 21 years, and then I asked the Lord to save me and deliver me from alcohol, and he did. And that's been 40 years ago. And I thank God for that. And I never had another encounter with alcohol or desire or nothing. So I thank God for that. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
All right. Is that all you wanted to say for tonight, at least?
Yeah, that's all I want to say tonight.
Okay. Well, like I said, I will be contacting you later to set up for an actual show that I've got. We're not sure. I'll talk to the other fellow. His name is Brother Six, who is the head of our station, and we're going to see which show we want to get you on, whether it's going to be his backstage or my other show. We have the Jumbo Braille. We'll see which show would be appropriate to get you on, or maybe both, okay? So we'll discuss
okay.
that, and then I'll get back in contact with you, okay?
All right.
Because the Jumbo Braille is 5 o'clock on Tuesdays, 5 o'clock Eastern, and the backstage is at 8 p.m. on Saturdays Eastern, okay?
5 on Tuesday and 8 on...
8 o'clock p.m. on Saturdays.
Saturday? Okay.
Yeah. So we'll see which one works better for you, okay? And possibly,
right.
I'm not sure if he's going to think about using his Friday show, because that's his show he does, My Daddy's Records. So we'll see which one of the shows he might do there. So I'll get with him, and we'll discuss it, and then I'll get in contact with you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. So, well, now we're going to turn it over to Brother Quick. Give us a closing prayer, and remember, everybody, that you can join us on tomorrow. We have two shows. My Daddy's Records on, of course, what would be this station, Station 1. You call 424-243-9617. My Daddy's Records is at 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. Eastern on Fridays. And then on Friday evenings at 8:30, you could catch on Station 2, 515-605-9340, 515-605-9340, 8:30 p.m. Eastern is AJ and the Squad. All right, Brother Quick, we turn it over into your hands.
Somebody didn't like what you just...
It sounds like your puppy wants to chime off there, Brother Quick.
That's not my puppy.
Well, the Bible says, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. I guess the puppy had to get in.
Amen.
Yeah, he had to say something.
There you go. All right, well, let's pray. Our Father, thank you for these moments that you've given for us to be together again tonight. And Lord, I would ask that you'd be with each of these requests that were given, that you'd be with Miss Ruth, that you just keep your hand upon her back and just ease up that pain in her back. That would be wonderful. And then for Israel, I know for a fact that the enemies of Israel have got much more in their plans. They're thinking that they're going to wipe out Israel, wipe out all the Jew, but they don't understand, Lord, that the Jew man, the Jew lady, are those that you have chosen. This world is never going to outdo, get those people out of here, because your hand will always be on them, and I'm glad for that, that you'd be with Brother Tim with his unspoken request over there, and that you just continue to keep him safe. And then for our Scotland lady, Miss Maggie, thank you that she's contacted Brother Ken. And Lord, it's just always good to hear someone like Miss Maggie doesn't have a good church home in her area. I understand that very much. And I would just ask that you just continue to help her to stay tuned so that we can be those preachers that will help her along her walk as she's walking with you. That's for Brother Six, asking you just continue to keep him free from stress,
and that you just recharge him and help him to understand you're with him and he knows that. And even in those moments when he's weak, you're still with him. And I know that he knows that also. I'm asking you'd be with the lady by the name of Heather, who's at the Houston Hospital now. We're asking that you give the doctors the wisdom on her behalf. And then just minister unto us through your word. That's the best way that you can minister unto us. And we're glad for that. And we would plead with you even now for all of these unspoken, Miss Quick and I have four special unspoken. I think that Miss Emily brought up an unspoken. Brother Ken brought up more than one unspoken. He said Brother Tim over in Israel has an unspoken, and we're just pleading with you. You just minister unto them according to your sweet and wonderful way. And Lord, there's nothing unspoken with you. You know everything, and we're glad for that. And we're just pleading with you now. You minister unto us and strengthen us in these days and just help us to understand we're right where you put us. You've got a reason for us being here. Every one of us can say that. We're just asking that you just continue to work your sweet will in each of our hearts and strengthen each one of us as only you can. And just watch over us now, Lord. And we're just so glad to be a preacher of the gospel. We're so glad for folks like Miss Maggie that tunes in, and she doesn't have a good place where she can go to a church house, and yet she knows that she can be fed from your word by hearing us, and we're glad for that. So, Lord, we're just asking now you just minister unto us, asking that you would strengthen us, be with my wife and strengthen her. She got laser surgery coming up on that left eye. I've got surgery coming up on my right knee, and I will sure enough thank you for being with us there. Watch over us now, Lord, and strengthen us in all that we do and all that we say. And we'll sure thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Good night, y'all. Amen.
Good night. God bless everybody.
Good night. Love everyone. Have a good night.
Night.
Good night.
Praise the Lord.